Austin is an exhausting place where racism smiles at you and does yoga and is a kind teacher and is such a good actor and is just trying to help you and just wants to know why you're so upset and thinks we should wait to know more details and tells you the bomber was a nice young man who was troubled and it's the smiling face of a white boy on a Statesman story about a murderer and it could never happen here and he was homeschooled and just look at his mom's post from his graduation and it tells you maybe you shouldn't jump to conclusions and speaks shitty Spanish at you in hopes to make you feel more comfortable and has an all-white cast and fucks you at night but thinks you shouldn't be so angry all the time and needs you to understand the bomber was from a godly family and he was just so frustrated and dissatisfied with his life and ignores you in line at the pizza place and loves this cool coffee place where you just get to hang with cats and runs an independent bookstore and is one of your students in that one class who is always making those comments and it calls itself socially liberal but fiscally conservative and his improv show was so good and needs you to use punctuation because it can't possibly understand you otherwise and tells you to stop crying wolf and it asks you to stop making yourself uncomfortable. You're looking for reasons to be angry and it calls the cops on the neighbors because they're so loud all the time and that's just how he is with all women. Don't take it personally and the department is absolutely not discriminatory and can't be racist because they're Mexican and just wishes these people would stop blocking the street and gay pride is just not the right time to protest about Black Lives Matter and would love to have a conversation with you in private and just thinks we should be fighting the real enemy and if you would just give it a moment to explain itself and is so sorry that things got out of hand. It was just such a stressful day and it just loves all the new business coming into the city and it thinks that H&M thing was just way blown out of proportion and it wants to audition for RuPaul's Drag Race and would just like it to read the book before you get so angry and it can't understand why people get so upset and just wants to clarify that it's not officially sponsoring the event, just making a little money off of it and says it has a constitutional right to free speech and it calls itself an ally when it's being watched and it waits to get drunk to say racist shit and then tells you it's just a joke and no actors of color showed up and we just did the best we could and it calls you ugly at the bar and thinks you shouldn't speak Spanish because they can't understand what you are saying and asks you to overlook genocide and it has a DACA Facebook filter, but it doesn't want to go to that part of town and vote a Democrat and feels if you got nothing to hide, there's no need to be scared of cops and puts its fingers in your hair because y'all are cool like that. And it is asking you to smile all the time and it shops at Whole Foods and it loves trap. And if you don't like it here and if this city is such a problem, then why don't you just leave? And it is so exhausting, 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 and I am so exhausted, and I just want to know when we get a break, I guess. For a long time now, my refrain has been, we only got us, and I am unwavering in my refrain, and still, goddamn, if this city doesn't make you feel so alone sometimes. My brain is tired and my body is sick, and I just want some water to sit by.